Whew. And that was a rip.
And that's how you start the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a semi-special 420 edition of... That's not even semi-special. I'm just making up words now. But I guess, quote-unquote, special edition of Hadia's. Because it is 420. Yes. And that is International Day of Smoking Weed.
Yes, it is.
So, it's been an interesting ride so far.
Interesting day.
Interesting day so far.
Yes.
You want to kick things off?
Yeah, man. It's Casey Trees, X.
That's good.
We have had a very interesting day. I mean, way to bring in Tara season, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking about it. I mean, you and I have gone through a lot so far, and I was wondering, like, let's just look over where we've come from so far.
Right.
What we've gone through, what we've been dealing with, and all of that stuff. And, you know, like, at the end of it, hopefully get, like, something positive out of it.
Indeed.
Because, like, do you remember? I don't remember the tweet and anything anymore, but do you remember when we first connected? It was 2016, I think.
It was.
Right?
That's crazy.
So that was like...
3 years
ago. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That you and I have been connected in some way or form. And then we, you know, like over time, joked around and we, you know, we did that. Do you remember the time that we went back and forth with music?
Oh, for sure.
And we probably didn't listen to each other's songs. We just were like, oh, okay.
No, got I definitely listened.
And then, okay, so I'm the asshole.
Right. I listen. You are the asshole. You know, but
I just didn't expect you to listen to it.
Oh, I definitely did. Man, you know I love music, man.
But we were going back and forth on just like round one, round two, rap battling.
I don't know.
But
I
like,
say,
not me and him.
Yeah, no. Like,
music.
He puts up, he knows more rap than he would look like or have led the world to believe, you know.
It's not my fault.
Right.
Nobody asked me.
Right, that is the truth. I guess hearing the rap opinion from a white Canadian male isn't always the top of the list.
Right? What the fuck he know about that shit? I don't know. Here's a little bit of credentials. What?
Great role, by the way.
Not bad, right? Yeah. Shout out to Huey. To Tony.
Tony.
For sending a great gift for my birthday. That happened on this Monday.
Tony Trees.
Yes. Ah, that's a great name for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tony fucking Trees.
Yes.
What a kid. Anyways, what were we talking about? That's how short-term my memory is these days. We're talking about me being into rap.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Okay, so a little background on that shit. I have been listening to rap music since probably 1990-91.
Right.
And it was that and R&B, and then behind closed doors, behind my friends' back, so they couldn't tease me and make fun of me. Because, like, R&B was what I really liked listening to, and I was okay taking the hits because it allowed me back in high school to, like, chill with, like, chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Indeed. And that was awesome.
Yeah, indeed. Right?
But behind closed doors, I was really more... behind closed doors, I really enjoyed more, like... It's hard to put it into, like, new age classical music. Not new age movement type stuff, but, like, new as in, like, someone like Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
Is who I would listen to when nobody was around because, you know, I was just a sad fucking kid. Rap music was really, in general, dude, the front.
Right.
It was the front, but I didn't hate it, because I couldn't get into grunge music. I couldn't get into, like, the music that they wanted white people to like.
Indeed.
Just couldn't.
Indeed.
And so I listened to, and my best friend who lived across the water listened to rap music, so he really got me into it.
Right.
The first time I heard Doggy Style was at his house. We went and his dad was pretty dope back then, and he would just buy us stuff.
Right.
So we went to either a Music World or an HMV, which most people don't really even know about anymore right. these days.
Like a record store?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And,
right, because why would you?
Yeah. Internet, baby.
Internet. No one's even buying, like, audio CDs off the internet anymore, really. No, they're no. just,
stream,
like,
stream.
It's all digital files. Yep. It's not even physical shit, right? Right. So, I was here. So we went, and one of the, so, let me get this correct. The first CD I ever bought, because I didn't think I could get past my mom and dad through the doors with something that said parental advisory on it.
Right.
Right. And so I bought U2's Octoon Baby, which I still think is one of my favorite albums of all time, even though people think U2's are a bunch of douchebags.
U2?
U2.
Yeah.
Not me, too. Right.
Yeah.
No, U2.
Yeah, Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
Yeah.
The Edge,
right.
The other guys, yeah. Right?
They made a lot of interesting music.
Mm-hmm. They have over the years. They just keep going, man. They don't quit.
Nah.
But I guess that's what happens when you don't have to worry about anything else.
No.
Right?
Yourself.
When rent's paid for the next 5 years.
Right. You know.
Think of that as a concept.
Indeed. What would you do?
Right. So, I bought that CD on my own, and the next two CDs that I remember buying, Run DMC's Down with the King probably came after that, as like my introduction to my parents knowing that I listened to rap music. Then I bring home Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Wow.
And, Eazy-E's album, like his comeback to Dr. Dre, because they were beefing at the time,
right.
And I really forget what it's called, but it's like 8187, a killer or something like that, right? What? No, no. It's got like real motherfucking G's on it, and
right.
It's only 8 tracks,
right?
And it's just it's Eazy,
right?
And it's got Boys in the Hood,
right? Boys in the Hood.
Oh. And at my friend's house, we would listen to both of them back to back all the time.
Right.
And I was 13, 14.
Right.
This was 93, 94.
Yeah.
Right. So, put into perspective, Casey, how old were you back in 93, 94?
I wasn't here.
Thank you very much. So, I've been listening to rap music.
Longer than I've been alive.
Longer than you've been alive. But, still, and this is, Let's just put it out there in the to the hypocrisy of the world. People would ask you before they'd ask me what my opinion of.
Well, one, because I'm a fire ass rapper. No, I'm joking.
Well, I'm not joking about that. Don't joke about that.
Yeah, I'm not. I meant just in relation to what you were saying.
But it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. It,
exactly. What does it have to do with?
I mean, you have just basis level of, and have heard more music.
But it's not even that. Why would people go to you and not me?
Oh, because I'm black.
Thank you. Is that racist?
Yes, it is. You know, someone would say it's not racist, it's prejudice.
Ooh! And is that me?
No, me. Oh, no. Not them picking me over you.
But it is prejudice.
Yeah.
And that's a better word to put it, because there's no such thing as a race. The race isn't, the race isn't, okay. Let's actually get to this topic, race then. That's a great topic to actually be on, mm-hmm. right? Let's sum up rap. I've listened to rap for, I stopped for a while because it got pathetic.
Right.
Right, and it really did. You know where I said, where I would stop at.
Understood.
But, you know, I listened to rap up to the about the age of 27. Like, fully just, I was fiending, downloading music like a motherfucker, just left, right, and center, burning CDs. I had over 200 burnt CDs
Damn.
In my collection that got stolen one time.
Damn.
Of like all of these different,
I would've been so mad.
All of these different remixes, not even just shit off of people's albums.
Yeah.
Like all of this unfound shit that I just knew the connections and knew all of that.
Right.
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 It was awesome. It was a great time in my life for music, and I really loved music. And then something dipped off and whatnot, and music changed, and I stopped liking it. So, like, I also think that they would ask you over me is because you're younger.
Right. That's another one, yes.
Right. So, would they ask you over me because... See, but they can't ask you over me because we're both males.
Yeah.
Right? So that can't play a role into it. Right? But those two, for sure.
Right, for sure.
Right? And so let's talk about what a race is. What's a race?
A competition.
Competition.
Right.
Now, how do we have competitions? What different types of, like, what are the two most basic types of competitions?
Sports.
Well, okay. Teams.
Teams.
And individuals.
Right.
Right? So, on an individual basis, we are all living the human race.
Yes.
And then, when you take it into a collective spot, we're also living the human race that way.
Indeed.
But what we make the mistake of is that we think that the human race is solely based on skin tone. Right. That's only one of the races that are being run right now.
Right.
There's also the human race on... Like, that's the human race on species.
Right.
Right? That's what we're really talking about.
Right.
Right now, like, in the time that we live in, that's one of the most important races that we're all running.
This is true.
Is the race on skin tone.
Yeah.
Not color.
Tone.
Do you see blue people out there? Have you ever seen a blue person?
On stage? No.
A normal, regular blue person.
No.
Purple?
No.
Orange?
Nope.
Green?
Nope.
Yellow?
Nope.
But, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right? So, we're not talking about color. We're talking about skin tone.
Right.
So, let's just correct that. And what we're really talking about is breeds and then different intersections, like macro breeds and micro breeds. Right? Macro breed would be what we would consider white people, black people. You gotta take that?
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds.
Okay, we'll be back. Okay, so we're back.
Right.
Mm,
right. Smells so good. Tone. And
skin tone.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one. Right? We're talking, we barely got off that topic, and this is just going to jump right back in,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not going to edit it or anything. I'm just going to fucking put these segments one after the other and just
right.
let people go through it.
Indeed, indeed.
But another one that is being run right now is the race on age.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost done through the... Okay, well, hold on. We weren't done with the race on tone. Right, the race on tone, you have your macros, right?
Yeah.
So, like, think of all the different macros that we, you know, they're kind of based on, like, judgments and stereotypes,
right?
Right? But then you get into the micro breeds of the macro breeds.
Yeah.
And there's races going on in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Indeed.
Right? Like, think of Asian cultures.
Yeah.
Right? And when I say Asian cultures, I really mean Oriental cultures because I'm the bad guy for saying this because I'm the disrespectful one.
Yeah.
But when we say Asian in the world that we live in today, especially the West, what people actually mean, and this is where I don't think I'm the bad guy and I think other people are, is they mean Oriental people, the people from that area.
Right.
Even saying South Asian is better than saying Asian because guess what else exists in Asia?
India.
Do Indian people exist in Asia?
Yeah.
Do Middle Eastern people exist in Asia?
Yeah.
Do people from Russia exist in Asia?
Yeah.
They're all part of that fucking continent, and that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Asia is a continent. Asians are people that live in that continent.
Right.
So when you single out one, because they are, in a sense, the majority,
right.
you kind of are degrading everybody else. But when I say that, what I'm talking about right now is people from, like, South Asia or, like, what was used to be called the Orient,
right.
that area. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And so, like, but you look in there, Chinese people and Japanese people don't really like each other. Japanese people and Korean people don't really like each other. Like, they fight all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So, like, these microbreeds are fighting each other. And really, all that is a race.
Right.
It's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's just one of many races being run within this, the race of species. Race. The first of all, the race of species, right. And then second of all, the grand race of it all.
Yeah.
So when we talk about races,
yeah,
and people being racists, that doesn't fucking exist.
Right.
Racism doesn't exist on the planet.
Right.
Discrimination. And prejudice does.
Yes.
And that's what we need to. Because you can discriminate and be prejudiced against people that are young. Right. If you're older, you can't. And that is still, in a sense, running a race.
Yep.
Because people in one generation are a team, people in another generation are a team, right. People in another and another, and they're all teams running this race.
Right.
Right? And sometimes you get traded from team to team, and sometimes you don't align necessarily with your team, and you go play for the other team and whatnot, and that happens.
Yeah.
But let's get past this concept that race and skin tone, like, are equal.
Right.
They're not.
They're definitely not.
Right? Species and skin tone are equal.
Right.
So.
These are good points.
Thank you. I think people need to fucking hear them.
Indeed.
Right? And I don't think that. And part of the reason why I never speak on these things is because I feel like I'm going to get chastised by a world of people that don't quite understand what I am saying.
Right. I agree.
Because it comes down to, again, people feeling bad about being wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know? And honestly, I don't think that you should let that stop you. You know? Because look at the shit you still have to deal with by not speaking on these subjects. You know? I mean, shit, Eminem pushed the agenda.
He really did.
You know, he dealt with the flack. Look at the respect he's gotten.
Exactly, you right?
Know? So, fuck it.
But he was only trying to break a mold like Jackie Robinson was trying to break a mold in
right, in baseball. Right, but I mean, either way.
I am literally asking people
right.
to 100% change the way that it's been ingrained in their head to think about a certain thing
right.
and be open and broader to something else.
Right.
Right. So you're right about that. You're right. Like, I should just embrace it and go for it and do mm-hmm. all those things. Because right. that would really, it may not help me out with people, but at least it'll help me out with me.
Indeed. Indeed. And I mean, not to mention, out of the mass people, you know, the hate or whatever that you think that may or may not happen, it's more or less on the lines of the people that could actually value from hearing this.
Yes.
You know? Because that's some really interesting takes on that.
Right. So let's also address something, too. Because we were talking about this in the car, so this is great that we're fucking bringing it back in.
Indeed.
Right? Hate.
Yeah.
Is a fuel.
Right.
Right? And it fuels these races. For a lot of it.
It does. Keeps right? some people running it lifelong. Does.
So I'm not trying to say that, like, by getting rid of the word racist, gets rid of the concept of hate.
Right.
Hate is an emotion. You feel it.
Right.
Right? Hate is a container that we have placed on that emotion to say that when you feel like this, that's what this is.
Right.
So, that's what we're talking about there. And that doesn't go away. Keeping an eye on this guy?
Yeah, he's looking.
Shifty, man. He knows, too, man. Yes, he knows does. When people are watching him.
Yes, he does.
Oh, look at him escape. Magical. So, I am not saying, with everything that I say, I am not saying that this gives you an excuse to hate anyone. What I'm saying is, let's get past the idea of what racism and race is. Racism is kind of like, okay, well, let's go along the same lines as that. Sexism. What is sexism?
Choosing or just being prejudiced over a gender or another.
No,
excuse me.
How dare you assume
that gender and sexism is related?
Not even that, but how dare you assume what sexism is?
Right. It, right. Can't win.
Not in this world.
Nope.
But like, okay.
This race.
Ooh-wee.
Right.
Right, but that's a race too.
Right.
That is like being manufactured right now as we speak.
Indeed.
The race of gender.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't buy into at all. Right? I will not run that race. And that's the other thing, okay? That is something that is super important. And this is something that I really tried to even like express to you back in the day, and I don't even know if you were ready to hear it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I literally say whatever the fuck I want. It's over there. And it comes across as me maybe being racist in this, but like, I feel like I've transcended a lot of those things. I don't look at people based on their skin tone and say, no, I'm not going to help them, or they can't help me, or I can't talk to them, or that. I put it on many different factors all the time, constantly, of do I want to talk to this person, or do I not want to talk to this person? Do I want to engage this type of activity? Do I not want to engage this activity? And it has nothing to do with their skin tone. It has nothing to do with their age or anything like that. It has to do where I am in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And who they are at that time.
Indeed.
If I see someone and I don't want to talk to them then, and 2 years later I want to talk to them, yeah. It's because I've changed and they've changed and whatnot.
Indeed.
But it's not because of, like, skin tone
right.
or age or anything like that. It's just the moment.
Right.
Right? And what happens is... So... This is what people don't quite understand. Nobody signs you up for these races. You choose to participate in them or not participate in them.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you do.
Right? And so by choosing to participate in them, think about it. Think about how deep we go with this, right? Right? You choose what age group you want to what be your team.
Mm-hmm.
You choose which category of the age race you want to fucking belong in. And within that age race,
yeah.
there are other races that are being played too.
Yeah.
And you choose those races as well that you want to compete in.
Indeed.
You choose because you've been conditioned since birth to believe that that is how to live the life that you want to live.
Right.
But that's stupid as fuck. That really is, no offense to people out there that actually believe that that's important,
right.
you still have some shit that needs to be developed within you.
Right.
Right? Because there's really two ways that's really coming out.
It's all good. We're at the end.
Those papers do not stick as well as I'd hope they would. Where was I going? What were we talking about?
You said something, the last thing you said was, you still have something that needs to be developed in yourself, and the papers.
You still have something that needs to be developed in yourself?
Yeah, when you said the people that still think that.
Oh, no, this is where I was going with, that brings it back, though. You can keep that. So, there's competition, which is the world that we live in today, which is really based in order.
Yeah.
Right? Think about what a competition... How do you have a competition?
Rankings?
Rules?
Yeah, right.
How do you play a game?
Rules.
Rules. You mm-hmm. need rules. What are rules?
Right.
What do rules do?
Keep things boxed.
Guidelines. What fucked us up?
Right.
When we were playing Uno with
men. Keep people from cheating.
Well, it's not even that it keeps people from cheating, because people will find a way to cheat.
Right.
But it gives the game order and structure.
Right, right, right.
And that's what competition is doing in the world that we live in today.
Right.
Think about a university campus.
Right.
And think about how many different uses that campus could be used for, set up the way that it is right now. Think about how businesses could be run on a university campus.
Right.
So different, right?
Completely.
So, but we like to give order to things that says the words university, college, whatever, the school, high school, elementary, whatever you want to call it, middle, right? All have the buildings, like this building can only be used for that.
Right.
Right. And when you go in that door, these are the rules of how to play the game of school, because that's all it is.
Right.
School is a game.
Right.
And if you, that's what my mom, oh well, Debbie Stevens, oh well.
Oh well.
God, I love her.
Yes.
She is dope.
Yes, indeed.
She'd laugh to know that that was the biggest thing that you took away from anything that she's ever talked to you about. It's just, oh well.
Well, ironically, it was inadvertent because it was through you, you know, that I heard that, you know? Right.
Oh well. Yeah. It's a legit fact, though.
It is.
But one thing that she consistently told me, because I struggled with school so much back in the day, and one of the things that she was able to help me with to get through was, she's like, look, man, you've got to play the game. And she does this with me now. She's like, when you come across the board, all you got to do is check boxes.
Right.
Like, everyone just wants you, like, to get what you want in life, you have to check other people's boxes.
Right.
That's just a game. That's just rule number, like, rule one, do this. Rule two, do this. Rule three, do this. Rule four, do that. Blah, 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 do this, 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 and this. And if you play that out, at some point, someone's going to win.
Right.
That's what it's, what the rules lead to.
Indeed.
Is winning and losing. Right? Now, is the concept of winning and losing important in life? Is it?
No. I mean, conceptually for the conversation, no.
Well, and not to the scale that we put it at.
Yeah.
But indeed. It is.
Yes.
Right? But celebrating wins and losses can change.
Indeed, they can.
Right? Because so many people feel we over-celebrate wins.
Yeah.
Like in sporting type things and those types of... And here's how I look at it, okay? Imagine if we changed it this way. What if instead of over-celebrating wins and under-celebrating losses in the macrocosmic race? Let's do that way. Yeah. Let's call the macrocosmic race the collective race.
Right.
Let's call the microcosmic race the individual race.
Right.
What if we took that and flipped it?
Right.
And in the macrocosmic, we undersold wins.
Right.
And we over... Not even... Like, we under-celebrated... And just raised up losses a little bit, right?
Right.
Right, on that end.
Yeah.
And then on the reverse, we over-celebrated our own wins and under-celebrated our own losses in the microcosmic race.
Right.
And you know what the microcosmic race is? Besides it being against you and me, because that's still kind of macrocosmic when you look at it grand scheme.
Yeah.
It is the race that you have with yourself.
Right. Indeed.
Right now, you are having a race with yourself. Are you not?
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so am I.
Yeah.
And so is every single human being on the planet. Now, when was the last time that you really over-celebrated one of your wins?
I don't even know.
When was the last time that you really overly punished yourself for a loss?
Quick. That's, I can remember more of those than I can more of the over celebrations.
Isn't that fucked up?
You know?
That we do that. That your losses hold more value to you
than your wins.
Than your wins.
Says a lot about us.
Does. Says a lot about our programming, our way of living, our way of viewing the world. No wonder we're so far behind. No wonder we're so barbaric in this world.
Yeah.
Because that's how we celebrate life.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
scolding every inconvenience.
Yeah. Right? Just going, okay. Like, even me, right? I didn't get this. We make up these rules and these lists and all of these different things that we want to do, and then we don't accomplish them, and then we feel like shit.
Right.
We beat ourselves up.
Yep. And then that list still never gets accomplished.
Never gets accomplished.
Well.
and we just feel like shit. Right? What if we were just sort of like to flip that and be like, ah, fuck, the list don't matter.
Right.
Right now what matters is doing what is most important to you. So what's most important to you right now? And here's the thing. That isn't just on one level.
Right.
It is on three different levels.
Right.
Mental, emotional,
right.
and physical.
Right.
They all play a role in how we compete in the microcosmic race, both against ourselves and against every single individual human being on the planet.
I agree.
And it's in multiple different facets. There's a race going on right now of who eats the best.
Mm-hmm.
And within that category, not even it's who eats the fastest,
right.
but who eats the most proper for their body.
Right.
There's a race going on for that.
Oh, for sure.
And some people are aware of it and some people aren't.
Right, indeed.
And then there's a race from who eats the best going, you know, like back into ourselves
right.
and ourselves when we win. Like, think about it. When you eat for your best and when you eat for your poorest,
yeah.
how do you feel?
Oh, I feel the difference immediately.
Right. Do you over celebrate
right.
when you eat really well?
No.
Do you really give yourself shit when you eat really poorly?
Oh, for sure.
Fucked up, right?
Yeah.
But we don't see how that affects our psyche.
Right.
About how that affects our mental way of seeing. Because the mental side is the side that just shooting shit at us.
Right.
Right? Right? Just trying to find, like, think of, in a really loose way of looking at it, look at the mental side as a search engine.
Right.
Right? And when an emotional event happens to you and you get triggered, you search your entire library of events.
Yeah.
That you have classified and categorized
for precedence.
For precedent of how you are supposed to act and feel
mm-hmm.
in the very moment that you are,
yeah.
that you got triggered. And you go, you know, like the top search engine, and what we don't realize is that there's something really deep
right.
that is causing, like there's a root cause to why you are the way you are.
Right.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Right.
Right?
Indeed.
There is. There's a root reason. And
mm-hmm.
for me, it's, I think one of the earliest things that we learn in life is shame.
Yeah. That's indeed. Yeah.
The first time that you really feel shame,
yeah.
that shocks you into reality.
Yeah.
Right? But if not dealt with properly, it can really fuck you up.
Yes, it can.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, you know, but we all have that. We all have the search engine that is based off of, really, when it comes down to it, all of those events that have triggered from that one moment of shame.
Right.
Of how we are to react, and really it's, how am I going to protect myself? Because this race isn't just a race of speed,
right.
or a race of, like, you know, like cars Quality. Going around fucking circle,
right?
Or, you know, one team with both teams, you know, like shooting a puck into a net or a ball into a hoop.
Right.
Right, or getting a touchdown. That's not what we're talking about. Like,
right.
These races are like sword fights.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of it is putting up shields and putting up armor and then, like, knocking them down and knocking other people down and, like, all of that shit. That's the race that we're running deep, deep down. The program that we have. Right? When you buy into it. Because everybody comes onto this planet a blank slate. You have your coding from your mother and dad, and that genetic coding from the, like, that's planetary coding, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? That's the coding from this beast here.
Yeah.
And then you get the breath of Zeus coming into you
right.
to give you power.
Right.
Right? And that is also coding. There's coding within that.
Yeah.
Every time that you breathe air, you're breathing air in and you're exhaling out all of the coding that doesn't matter to you.
Right.
And you're taking in all of the coding that pertains to you and that can attach in.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
So we're a combination of that.
Right.
Right? But also a blank sheet of paper so that when we come out, the moment that our heart starts beating, we are writing our own story.
Right?
Right? You're writing yours and I'm writing mine.
Right.
Right now we're writing ours together.
Right?
Right? So, but you've been writing your story for, you know, 23 something odd years.
Yeah.
Right? So you have a decent database to draw off of, and that is what's happening.
Indeed it is.
Right? But also on top of that, at some point, you bought into this idea that a race was important. Just Indeed. Like I bought into the idea that a race was important. Indeed. And why not? Why wouldn't we? Because, right. like, look at the world we live in.
Right.
Our parents push us towards that. Right. Society pushes us towards that. Our friends push us towards that. Because right. we live in a competitive society.
Sheer survival pushes you towards
Sheer survival. That. Because of one fucking thing, though.
Right.
We have not learned how to properly share.
Yeah.
Question for you. When was the last time you read The Inquisitor?
Ever?
Do you think that there's someone on the planet that could probably benefit by having that book, even if you gave it to them for free?
For sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
We as a society, and that was just an example. Now, on the flip side, I have tons of books.
No, for sure.
That I've read and I haven't really done anything with, but they're packed up because I'm going to start a library with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go there, and people are going to be able to take them out, read them, all of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm going to share my books with people. That's why I'm saving them now.
Right.
Right, but we haven't learned how to properly share, because we were taught that we were supposed to share our favorite things.
Yeah.
No, like if I was really smart, I would walk around with two lighters.
Right.
One would be this guy,
yeah.
and another one would be one that I could share with anyone.
Right. Indeed.
Right, because that is actually what sharing is supposed to be. You are never ever, like, think about it this way: you're on a plane and the oxygen masks fall.
Right, you gotta secure yourself first.
Gotta secure yourself first. You know? Because ain't no one gonna do it for you.
Right.
But it's also, you need your own oxygen.
In order to do anything
To
else.
Do anything.
Right.
Well, now, think about it this way. Someone's just like, well, now you have to share your oxygen with this person.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, as a 3 or 4 or 5 year old kid, you're not gonna wanna do that.
Right.
But if you have your own oxygen mask as a little kid, and an oxygen mask is just dangling here.
Yeah.
How easy is it now to share that with your friend?
Supremely.
Right? So how we should really be training our kids is going, okay, no, all of that shit that you really love,
yeah.
that's off limits to everybody else until you put it into this pile over here.
Right.
This pile here, you can share with, you know, kind of think social media, right. think Facebook,
right.
and think about how limited or how great you can leave your profile to people.
Indeed.
You can share a post with all of your friends, a minimal amount of friends, everyone that's on your friends list,
right.
individual people, mm-hmm. or no one.
Right.
Now imagine if you could do that with your resources as well, and no one gave a shit and no one was mad at you.
Right. Indeed.
So there was a universal pool that you could donate to that other people could come and take from that, but only, now on the other end, sharing is a two- Like is a a two-step process, basically,
Indeed.
Right? Like, and if you think about what a step is, right? When is a complete step? Like walking.
Yeah.
When is a complete step in walking?
When the other one starts.
Well, like, if you think about it, like, okay, so I want to go to here. By the way, I'm physically going to take a step in this room. You can't see this shit,
right?
But I want to go to here. Right?
Yeah.
So, I move this foot to here.
Right.
Have I completed the step?
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah. I mean,
am I there?
No.
Am I here?
You've completed a step.
I've completed half of
right.
a full step.
Right.
The moment that I let go of this item here
right.
and move my foot to here,
right.
I have made a full step.
Right. Right.
And in the world of sharing, it's basically, in a sense, letting go of one thing and allowing other people to receive something,
right?
Right? But the key is to understand, on the receiving end,
yeah.
learn how to receive properly.
Right.
Don't take too much. Only take what you, like, only receive what you need.
Right.
That's it.
Indeed.
But in the human race, we don't even do that because we have a race on resources.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. Got like 15 minutes. It's great. Okay. So
yeah.
I have occupied most of this conversation.
Yeah. It's okay.
That's,
oof. race.
Did we cover?
We covered a lot.
Okay.
We covered a lot. Sharing race, and you know, another thing I want to add on sharing is that I've very recently, you know, I mean, and I guess for people who would like an explanation, to be honest, a pet peeve is there's times that I like to be very expressive about things, and there's other times where I just kind of don't want to have to explain why I do and feel every little thing. But I'm in one of those moods where I would rather people understand why I feel this way, so we can throw in Miss Debbie Stevens, ooh, oh well, in there, because doing the sharing, and like I said, you know, only take what you need, and it's okay to be in a state where you feel or there is a actual need for you to constantly need to be receiving something. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have been in a pretty precarious position where, you know, and like I said, the reason I'll explain why I feel is because, you know, you got to understand that I believe in myself, and I think that I'm a pretty intelligent person, and that I'm very capable of a lot of things, but I've just been in a spot where I've actually haven't really been making any money. And, you know, I've had the luxury and the gift of people who really care about me, you know, you know, taking care of me.
What was that?
Orange.
But what was the act?
Right, sharing. Mm-hmm. And receiving, you know. Mm. I've had people who really care about me, and, you know, and here's the thing. It's not that I know that they're giving because I'm going to be in a position someday where I'm going to be able to reciprocate, because it's just more about right now, the receiving end is okay because that's where you're at. And like you said, with the races and stuff, you can't beat yourself up, you know. Celebrate the fact that you are actually receiving something as opposed to underplaying yourself because you have to receive it, mm-hmm. You know.
There's a stigma on receiving, too.
There is a stigma on receiving.
We make people feel like shit. We should. If you are willing to give up something,
mm-hmm.
Give up all ties to it.
Right. Indeed.
To the point that you don't even expect anything else in return.
Indeed.
If you can't do that, you're not giving and you're not sharing.
Right. That's
the truth. You are transacting with people.
Indeed.
Right.
And transactions should always be specified.
Well, and if you think about it, is that not, like, let's say that I give you an orange.
Right.
Expecting that you give me an orange or food at some point when I'm hungry.
Right.
Is that not called an IOU?
That is an IOU.
So, do you know what money started as?
An IOU.
An IOU.
Right. You know?
An IOU.
Yep.
That's how it fucking...
I can pick this up at another time.
Right?
Or place this here at another time.
Right, you would bring in your gold.
Yeah.
They would write you a piece of paper that said how much gold you deposited.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd give you a sheet of paper and they would protect your gold.
Yep. Yeah.
So that you didn't have to carry it around.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're carrying all our gold on us all the mm-hmm. time.
Mm. Right?
That's crazy. But yeah, and, you know, like you said, cutting all ties to things. You know, it's too often we give with the idea of receiving at some point in time, you know, because truthfully, you know, time, space, and everything is always being, you know, changing, manipulated, whatever you want to call it, but it's always in motion, and what you expect now shouldn't matter if you're actually giving something. You know, because I think that's the difference. You know, it's weird because you get online and you see people filming them helping homeless people and stuff. And I don't feel like that sharing. I feel like that is our definition of sharing today. When you're talking about sharing sensationalism on the internet, sharing links, sharing topics, sharing conversations or energy or stuff like that. But I don't think, you know, seeing people feed the homeless on my timeline is them sharing. They're receiving some type of, you know, gratification for doing something that should have honestly been no strings attached, you know? Mm-hmm. No strings attached.
But also...
Right.
Not recorded.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Not shown, not talked
about. That's
what
I meant.
Not nothing.
You know, that's what I meant by, because, you know, the strings mm-hmm. attached would be the, what we like to call now, the clout.
Yes.
That comes from doing a good deed or something like that. And that's pretty weird. But, now, it was another point I wanted to make about our previous conversation. Something to do with race, but I can't remember.
Oh,
now.
No.
I know, it's fine. I'm sure it'll come back.
Like race?
Like the race that we were talking about, the macro, the micro.
Yeah, we'll just keep talking.
Right. The race thing has always been interesting because very quickly, I'm sure, if you're an aware person or even a kid, you're aware, you become quickly, learned to the fact that there is a race, when you're sitting in class and you remember those times when you're in class, you can remember when you're sitting there, and I'm talking about as your earliest classes you can remember, kindergarten, first grade type stuff, and you see someone do something that was extremely natural to them, and they get praised, but they don't get a thank you, or they get something special. Yes. And now that just motivates everyone else to do something similar at some point in time, because everybody's now competing for that special thing.
But what's crazy is that because we're so robotic,
yeah,
and in as kids,
it's quick.
It's quick, and it's also that we see this kid run really fast,
right,
and win first place. And so what do we think? Well, we need to be as fast as him.
Yes.
And that's where we get fucked up, is indeed. We do their event. Like, there's this comic strip, and it's only one, like, it's a panel.
Right.
And it's a teacher, and they're testing all of these animals.
Right.
And it's the final exam for all of these animals, and it's like a fish, an elephant, a giraffe,
and
a monkey,
right,
and this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
And the final test is climbing a tree.
Yeah. Gang.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, that's where we go as kids, though. Like, we set that boundary up for us.
And 100%. I remember I played sports for a long time in my childhood, knowing that I absolutely hated it. Yeah, he's having a ball.
Double binky.
Double binky. I used to play sports knowing that I absolutely hated it because, I was pretty much a tree trying to swim, and, like, it just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, man, because I think that this race affects us so deeply on so many levels, because, and I mean, now with the technology, man, with the internet and the way we use it, we are like in a constant race to find something that we can shine at, something that we can have that moment where, it's just ours, and, it's crazy. It's like getting 100 retweets or
the race of retweets.
The race of retweets.
The race of likes.
Yes. And I think...
But nobody gives a fuck about the race of replies.
Isn't that crazy?
All I want is for people to talk to me.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about you liking my shit or you retweeting it.
Right.
I want to know how you add to what I fucking said.
This guy, I see him tweet to people all the time. Like, even to people who would say, hey, how's everyone going today? Like, just a simple response on their end. And won't continue the conversation with him, like, he'll reply and get nothing, and I seen him, mind you, we've been connected on the internet for almost 3 years now, and I have seen him reach out to people every single day, and people would much rather just retweet and like than actually communicate. And that's what I fucking hate about the internet the most. We have, like, Twitter was so amazing when it first came out.
Yeah.
People used to get on there and speak to each other. Like, it didn't have to, nobody had to have some video of some random bitch getting punched in the shit for people to, like, yeah, I know, because that's what people love. The sensationalism. You can say you don't want to see it, but know deep down inside you're looking for that random bitch on a metro rail getting her shit slapped out of her by somebody, that ignorant bullshit, and, like, because it's funny, and, like, people gather and have full conversations or something controversial. People will speak, but rarely can an organic conversation happen anymore without all of the arguing and the you're right, I'm wrong. You're wrong, I'm right. Yeah. You know, like, why can't communication was meant to for us to get to a better point of understanding? And if we really want to be real, we communicate on such a base level. Like, think about how much words in our language had to be there in order for us to become very specific. And even with all of those words, we still can't properly describe feelings, emotions, and all of these things because we still haven't transcended basic communication.
Mm-hmm.
Basic communication.
Very much so.
You know, like, animals don't even have to speak to each other and they can 100% understand how that other animal is feeling. We can speak all night and still never understand each other halfway, like on a percentage of. And that's crazy.
And there's two parts to that. There's two reasons.
Two.
Right? The first reason is, the first is going to be like an example, or that I'll talk about second. The second one, right is because it's not about we base it on, it's almost as if we don't want to understand.
Right. Well, because...
Yeah, grind some more stuff up if you need to. Like, think about it that way, right? Like, you're having a conversation with somebody else, and it goes on for the whole night, and both of you guys still disagree. Right. It's because neither of you guys, or at least one of you two, aren't willing to understand and see the connections.
Yes.
Right? So that's how it goes.
I agree.
Right? That's what we do. We don't want to listen. We want to be heard, and for our, like, and as I'm saying this, all I'm thinking about is, this is what you do, asshole.
Right. That's so funny.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, but you know what I mean? Like, we don't, there's sometimes, because you've had some amazing conversations with people before, I'm certain of it.
Indeed.
Right? And it's because you have, like, you're either talking about a topic that you both get and you understand, or you're and you'll allow each other to branch out, but you go on those branches with them and you explore those branches together.
Right? I agree.
And then there's conversations that branch out, but you're hanging from this tree on your tire swing, and this person's on this tree from their tire swing, and this person's saying, it's so much better over here.
Right.
And you're saying, it's so much better over here,
right,
when neither of those fucking places matter.
Indeed. And I think another reason is because we don't like to experience loss. We hate to experience loss. And I don't mean loss in terms of losing a race or anything like that. I mean loss as in you had three and now you're at one or two.
Yeah.
You had one and now it's a different one.
Yeah.
And like, because we commit to these ideas in our head because, like, again, school and education has trained us that if you are not in a place of education, air quotes, then you aren't actually learning.
Yeah.
And we have all, you know, on a basis level, forgotten that at every moment, every concept that we have ever thought of or accepted or learned has just been a branch of the overall information spectrum that is out there. And once people hate to be in a conversation with someone and speak about something that they feel really strongly about and be presented with evidence or information that might make them, quote unquote, contradict what they now currently believe. So we would much rather not get to a place of understanding because we feel like we're going to lose what we were already committed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's really honestly pathetic of us as humans to know that we know very little but cling on to so much.
Yeah.
You know?
We pack our bags with everything.
We're going camping.
And not only that, like, it's the idea of your house is going down on fire. What do you take with you?
Right.
Everything.
Everything. Fuck you mean.
What the fuck?
We're doing rounds in this house.
Yeah, man, this house is going to go down for a minute.
You better get the couch first.
Right? Why y'all got those oxygen masks and those firemen?
Right.
So you guys were the ones that robbed the fire station.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
And that's why you're going in and out
right, of
your house, being able to save everything. And that's what people do. Right? They pack their bag and they believe that that's what they have to come home with. Right? If I, dude, honestly, if I had the money,
talk to me.
I would.
Sheesh.
As time goes on, because I mean, like, I'm gonna leave here, and more than likely, I'm going to leave that hoodie for your grandma, because
right,
she really liked it.
Right.
But like, it would be dope to leave this, like, with all the clothes that I brought.
Yeah.
But come home with brand new clothes.
Right. Indeed.
But how is that any different than anything else that we do in life? We just, we put more weight.
Indeed.
On those other things, like.
Yeah, that's
your
so
beliefs,
crazy.
your concepts on that. Crazy about what?
When I was in Mexico, did some LSD. First time in Mexico. Shout out to Tony, and yes, Tony Trees, and my glasses broke. Now you gotta understand, this is a multitude. This is a layered conversation because I've been holding on to a lot for pretty much the last 20 years of my being here. And, you know, I've gotten good at letting a lot of things go that daunt me too much. But I'm so stubborn that I will find an optimal level to run at with my with things. So imagine I'm really good at carrying 100 more pounds on my back for a long period of time. I'll get stronger, but ultimately I'll be weak when I need to move the most. And the best part is that when I was on my LSD trip, I broke my glasses. Now, me and Mike, I flew to Canada, and we picked up these glasses. I love them because, you know, they were wooden. They, you know, it was plastic, but it was just more of the sentiment of what it represented. It was wood-looking. We got it in a dispensary
in Portland.
You know, first.
Are we allowed to shout out to places?
Fuck. Shout out Chalice Farms. Yeah.
Boom.
Shout out. Right. We will be working with them at some point.
I'd love to.
We will. And I got those glasses. They were $5, but it just meant so much because I just was looking for shades and so much. But if you know me, I either lose or break things often. And I somehow kept up with these shades. It made it from Portland to Cali to Vegas. Through Texas, yeah. Alabama, like back to Georgia, then to Miami, then back to Georgia, and I held on to it for months up until last month, all the way to Mexico, and they just broke on my face in Mexico while I was tripping on LSD, and I was sitting on the beach, and I was going through some multitude of thoughts, but the first emotion to me that I felt was lost, but the second one, I was okay. I looked at it and I realized that I had put it in a place. I had taken it so far, or it had taken me so far, and I left it right there in the sand in Mexico. I took a picture and everything that I'm actually gonna make a post about, with the beach, my drink there. But what it's gonna signify is letting things go. We hold on to things so much, and even to the point where long after it is anything that is of actual usable value to us, more sentimental. And to be honest, it's just that 100 pounds on your back. And no matter how much you feel like you can keep walking with 100 pounds, you could move so much farther with that without it.
So much.
And this is coming from a guy who's lost almost 100 pounds.
And you know.
And yeah, and I can feel it. I can tell you that my day-to-day living is so much. Now, think about the emotional baggage, the one that you don't feel with weight, but you feel with pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, it builds, it cooks inside of you, and you're still capable to move. But every time you're presented with an opportunity that you know you should take, you can't move because you are weighed down.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's usually, honestly, dude, if I think we root it back, it comes down to worth.
Indeed.
I am either enough for this,
right,
or I'm not enough.
We hate to be in the I'm not.
But yeah. It like, that's the alarm?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
All right, man, we'll wrap it up. Last statements. Can I go through this and then last statements?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. You're on something.
We're talking about going back to elementary school.
Right.
And like, you know, like when races and right. like when we first when really you first learned signed up. About yeah when you first really got indoctrinated into this concept of races.
Yes.
That's when you learned you were either enough or not enough. Right. And I went the distance of because of who I am and who because of the type of person that being that, you know, just who I am in existence, right. right? I feel bad when I do things that make other people feel bad. And I don't know if that's a natural trait for other people too, right? right? But like I remember when I, you know, like in grade 5 when I made a girl cry because I scored from center court, right? In European handball and I, you know, like I but this is why I celebrated. I celebrated because I planned it out. Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to take 2 steps and just whip it at this fucking net.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who's a net. This yeah. is for me.
Yeah.
And I scored. And I celebrated like a motherfucker.
Right.
Had nothing to do with a girl being in the net.
No.
Had to do with the fact that I did something that nobody else in my class, my school, possibly my district could have done at yeah. that time.
Right.
At my age,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Or older, like even like 2 years older, those kids right. couldn't have done this.
Yeah, yeah.
I celebrated the fuck out of that.
Yes, you should have.
My teacher came down with the smack.
Damn.
First, second wave feminist, but couldn't have classified her back then as that.
Yeah.
And
it was just bitches being bitches.
Just right, but like she came down, and the thing is that I still defended my point. And she was like, you made her cry. And I looked at this girl, and she was so sad. And, like, to the point that, because, like, I scored and I celebrated. And while I did, while me and the boys yeah. were celebrating my success,
yeah.
the her girls were ridiculing her on her loss.
Oh, that's so sad.
And
sad
I picked
that
up,
you had to be accosted for that.
And I picked up on all of that
right.
and changed my behavior immediately. And we talked about this on film,
yeah, for sure.
right? But I purposefully lowered my self-worth, saying that I'm not enough to do really well in this world.
Indeed. And that's a no-no.
And to everybody else that's going through something that is similar to that, I really hope that we work towards a solution that gets us past this.
Right.
Because I think we really do deserve to do great things. I'm scared as fuck to do right. amazing things in this world because I don't know who I'm going to hurt along the way.
Right.
Like, if you think about it, do you ever get, like, a really fucked up feeling in the pit of your stomach about when you're, this is going to, like, when you're, when it, that thought slowly turns towards more being a lie?
Yeah, for sure.
Right, and you then go, oh, you have to make a choice. Like, let's say you're making plans with someone, and they really want you to go out, but you don't really want to go out, and you say maybe,
yeah.
that's not what I'm really talking about,
yeah, yeah.
right? Because that's kind of like, they're not really expecting to go out,
right, right, right.
but like, let's say that you say, I'm just like, hey, dude, can you help me move?
Right.
And you don't want to help me move, and the right. best thing for you to do in this situation is to say, no, I'm not going to help you move,
right.
but you're just like, yeah, I'll be there. But you got it, but before you said that, you got it in the pit of your stomach saying that when I say yes to him,
yeah.
I'm lying to him,
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to show up.
Right.
But I'm lying to him and I'm going to... I feel that way with people right. all the time.
Right.
I feel like I'm lying to people all the time.
Right.
Because I'm worried about...
You won't be able to show up or not.
Well, I'm not going to be able to show up or not. Right. Or...
in some shape
I'll
or
let
form.
Them down.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Because I have all of these great, amazing plans. Right. I shouldn't be scared about doing Wonder Tree Studios. Or Wonder Studios, or whatever the right. fuck it is.
I don't know. That's pivotal. I don't know.
Should I be?
I don't know. I don't know.
To the degree that I am, though.
Right.
Where, like, I can work myself up into such a panic attack.
Indeed.
That I don't want to even... Because I don't know who I'm going to hurt. I don't know how to do it. I don't know who to trust. I don't know any of those things.
Right.
And there's too many loose variables because I'm such a fucking control freak.
Right. Right. Indeed.
Right? But if when you have my past, you build those things in, and I know that those are just rules, and I know that if I just let them go.
Right.
But the big thing that I want to let go of, the biggest fucking thing, is the topic of the day.
Right. The race.
The race.
Right.
The race against myself, the race against you, your family, my family, everyone in the world, the planet, existence. I just want to give up that race, and I hope that at some point other people do too, so that we can get on to the thing that is more important on the planet than competition. Collaboration.
Indeed. Indeed. Way to fucking close that.
Which we can talk about in the next
episode.
Show. So, to wrap up, because I promised that this was only going to be an hour, and it's been an hour.
I do have something to say, though.
I'd like Casey to have the last word.
About, like, hurting people with actions like that. It's funny because when I see those actions, I kind of in my head compare everything to the tree, you know, because it just pretty much embodies all of the ecosystem. But I think of it as in seasons. There's a fall happens for a reason, you know, like fall, you know, things fall, you know, like there's a, if you look into the wild animals and, you know, there's so many seasons where there's these dramatic losses. I mean, almost cataclysmic losses. Numbers, there's death, there's famine, there's starvation. There's so many things that we would ultimately, on the first go-round of experiencing it, probably would want to give up. You know, probably would say, wow, if this was your first year and without ever experiencing it, you'd look and say that it's the end. But really what it is, it's just an experience. It's something that has to happen in order for new growth to happen. And I think that we are so afraid of loss. We have looked at death. We have looked at all of the things of going without or not having in the most negative of ways. But truthfully, she probably needed to get her feelings hurt that day.
Mm-hmm. And I needed to be broken too.
Right.
But you know? The thing is that I didn't have, because I didn't know who to go to. I didn't have anyone to really.
Indeed. Indeed.
Right? And that was the problem.
Indeed.
It wasn't the fact that she cried. It wasn't the fact that the teacher came down to me. It was the fact that I didn't feel like I didn't know how to rewrite my coding.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. You were.
Right. I was 10.
Still a young code writer.
I was 10. Right. You know? And like an ambitious 10.
Right, right. For right? sure.
And fuck, we don't have to get into that. Chauvinistic 10.
Right.
Right. Because I was always fighting women.
Right.
But the thing is that here's what people don't quite get about me. I'm always fighting the race. I'm always fighting the system.
Right.
I didn't have a male fucking role model or authority figure till I was 10 or 11.
Right.
So every single fucking authority figure that I had to fight was a woman.
Right.
You don't think that that's going to build up some sort of fucking coding in your head saying that women
are,
the issue?
A problem. Right.
That are going to be my problems in life. I don't ever worry about fucking men at all.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, let's rephrase that.
Well,
I don't ever worry about men.
That is true as
at
well.
At all periods, yes. Right, but you know what I mean,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so continue.
But no, I think that was a cycle that just needed to happen. And often we don't realize that, you know, it's those moments that everything becomes a lot more clearer after, you know? And I think that loss, man, like, for so long, I have dreaded loss. Like, I've never wanted to lose.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you dread loss more?
Right.
Or do you dread facing loss?
100% facing loss. You know? Because I've lost a lot, but the losses that I have recognized are always the ones that have made me crumble.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been such a competitive person since I was born.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much one, I'm the only child, so anybody that stepped into my close surroundings, you know, I would already be looked at, one, because I was super selfish growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Already I looked at that I had to win my shit from them. I had to make sure that I was going to be the winner of our time because, you know, I didn't want any of my things or any time to be spent doing shit I didn't want to do or them touching things that I didn't want them to touch. But it was in loss that I realized, you know, from others and from myself that loss is very much necessary. You know, I think that girl needed to get her feelings hurt that day because she built expectations of how that was supposed to play out.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't ready for the fall, you know? And that's crazy. I also think that, you know, I also think that we should not have to beat ourselves up about things that we are proud about or celebrating when someone feels bad about mm-hmm. it. Because it is so hard to enjoy something that you did for yourself when other people are feeling bad about it. But truthfully, that's just a cycle. It is their season to meet the fall. They're going to have winter. It's going to be a cold winter. But they get a chance to spring back into action. And soon my fall is coming. Mm-hmm. You know? And I have to go through winter, but I'll get spring again. And we have to look at it like that. It's just a season.
And allow it to happen.
Allow it to happen.
And it's not about 3 months here, three months there. It's about
the season.
Winter is winter, summer is summer,
right.
Spring is spring, fall is fall.
Fall is fall.
Right? You know? And those all happen.
In their time. Happen.
And they begin 45 degrees
here.
They begin and end.
Right.
Both on our schedule and on its.
Indeed. Indeed.
Okay. Closing statement?
I don't know. I mean, I you got to
let's end on a positive note.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was going to say this, going on what you just said there. So, like, I'm trying to, like, phrase it properly. That was in my head. So maybe we'll just, it's about contracts.
Right.
And contracts are about loss, too.
Right.
Right. And, like, you and I, there's reasons why we hold on to why we feel about things that we feel. Right, I can't let Buddy go because I still feel like I didn't complete my contract with him. Right. Just like you probably feel the same way about Zion. Mm. You still feel the way about your grandpa.
Right.
You still feel the way about your ex.
Indeed.
Right, and anything else that's like that. But those are the big three for you. Indeed. And for me, it's really like a lot of my past, but yes. Bud.
Right, indeed.
Right?
Right.
And I don't feel like I completed. There are things that I can still think of. And all it's really going to be is I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to probably take a joint with me, and I'm going to make that right.
Indeed.
And I'm going to be able to let go of that contract.
Indeed.
Because once I let go of that contract, I know that I'll be... And that is... It's the contract that we make with ourselves. Of who we are. Right. That hold us back. Right. From everything else.
Indeed.
And if we can complete those contracts and let them go, because there's nothing saying that you can't be a completely different person except for yourself. Fuck all your friends. Fuck your family. Fuck everyone that stands in your fucking way about what you want to be. But the thing is that it's the contracts that we create inside of ourselves that say, no, you can't be that. You have to be this, or there's this, and there's that, and there's lines here, and that can't be crossed, and all of that shit. We create them.
Indeed.
We hold ourselves back because of this, this, or this.
Right.
And getting in the whole other conversation.
Indeed.
But think about that in a very, very, like, small little section.
Indeed.
And go, it's all my fault.
Indeed.
Because I'm too afraid of being who I really want to be because I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of finishing that contract because when that contract is done, we either have to make another decision, on another contract with each other to move forward, or that goes away.
Right.
And when I'm finished with my contract with Buddy,
right.
That's it.
Right.
And it's here.
Right.
And the moment that I'm good with that, I can let that go.
Indeed.
And I can rest peacefully knowing that I gave everything.
Indeed. Indeed.
And that's what I'm working on.
Yes.
Mm. And I will cry it out somewhere else. But I guarantee you I will cry it out.
Yes. We have to.
Yes.
We have to. And one quick note I wanted to add on that about, like, when he said, fuck everybody, your friends, your family, all of those people that hold you to a picture of you, you know, like, mm-hmm. life.
But it's can I really,
yeah.
Like, go?
Yeah.
It's the picture that we create in our head about what we think they've created in their head.
Right.
It has nothing to do with them.
Nothing.
Your
at all.
Mom will support you no matter the direction you take.
Indeed.
You could stop wanting to do rap. You could stop wanting to do this. As long as you decided that this was best for Casey.
Indeed.
You she would be behind you, so you could change your identity 100%,
right.
And she would still love the fuck out of you. So it's the picture that you've created in your head
right.
about what the picture in their head about how you.
I agree. That is.
That is what is the it, that stops us from moving forward.
Yes.
Is really like, what are my friends going to think of? Well, then we create this projection in our heads about what our friends think about who we are.
Indeed, we
and
do.
We don't even know that.
We don't.
We have no clue how our friends think about us.
Right.
The only way we can find out is by doing those things that we're afraid of
yeah.
and seeing whether or not they stay with us.
That is a fact.
Okay.
That is a fact. Very well said. I was just going to close with, it's pretty much like that picture that you've created that is in their head.
Mm-hmm.
It's a still image, you know? You can either accept that they're going to hold on to that still image, and you have to see your life like that motion picture. You are very much in charge of that next frame, that next scene, scene by scene. You get a chance to rewrite everything all the time. Even after you've written code that you think that is necessary, you still get a chance to rewrite it, you know? To the last breath. You know,
last breath.
That's that you get a chance to always change your perspective or yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we can never forget that. Like, again, on the loss, we get a new concept. And because something presents itself where we feel like we would have to let it go, we don't want to let it go. We don't. We can't. Yeah. And it's just like, but we have that opportunity, and we're the only people holding the gun to our own head saying, no, you have to believe this because you told yourself you have to believe it.
You wrote a contract.
You wrote a contract, you know? It's not the Continental. John Wick is not after you.
You know? Wow. I was going a complete different...
Right.
I was going with the...
Right.
The Key and Peele...
Right.
He just eats everything and it's delicious.
Yes, the clemency, right.
Okay,
right.
But great point.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
Great point.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
So, I think this was a good show.
Me too.
Anything else in the air that needs to be cleared up?
I don't know, man.
Check out Casey's show coming in 2020.
Yes. Yes. Yes, check it out. You never know.
Yes.
Or you never know.
So look for a kind of like a part two sequel to this.
Yeah.
Coming up a little bit sometime.
Indeed.
We'll either do it next or at some point.
Indeed.
But it's going to be on collaboration.
Yeah, yeah.
And the importance of collaboration and what we're missing. Think about it this way. There are 8 heads of state that control this planet, and they all work together to keep everything in control.
Right.
They're collaborating together, and we think
that it's just one person,
right?
Or
and,
one
and like,
thing,
right? Like, but it we don't we're the ones that are living in the rat race, and they're living in the freedom. Like they're living in because they're working together. They're not fighting each other to get that.
No.
They're working together to build so that they can stay where they want to stay.
Right. Indeed.
And I'm not saying that it's our job to dethrone, that it's our job to do this or this or this.
Right.
What I'm saying is that it's fucking time that all of us who want to make a difference on this planet to get over ourselves, and me included,
yeah.
You included,
indeed.
Right, to actually start figuring out how to work with one another.
Indeed.
And I think having a show on that topic,
yes,
and that topic alone, will really help us out.
I agree. I 100%
yes.
agree.
And like on a note to that, this is in, so my first book, We Exist.
Yeah.
My second book was going to be called To Create, but I decided instead, if the concept is to create, we might as well just do a big fucking huge umbrella
yeah.
on what creation is. And right. this show is a part of that whole thing.
Indeed.
Creating takes collaboration.
Yeah.
We couldn't have this episode if you
yeah.
and me didn't decide to collaborate on our time
right.
and do this.
Indeed.
And the show turned out really well, in my
yes,
opinion.
It did. I agree.
So, you know, collaboration is so much more important than competition. Now, what I also want to get into the topic in that next show, too, is about how to integrate the great race into collaboration. right. without it becoming
competition.
The most important part.
Right.
Right. You can. We can have competition in collaboration.
Indeed, indeed.
It just cannot be the main focus.
Indeed.
No. And that's it.
That's a fact.
Okay. That's so. A fact. Closing. Thank you for listening.
Indeed. Happy 420 on Taurus.
Happy 420.
Season. Hell of also, a day.
Hell of a day. Also, so it's Taurus season.
Yeah, Taurus. My bad.
420.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Easter.
Right.
My birthday.
Yep. Nin's birthday.
Nin's birthday.
Yep.
Shout out to every single person. So, like, you want to know what's crazy in my network, and we'll finish this off. There's, within the span, like, my stepdad's in the 27th. Rick is the, my sister's the 6th. Yep. Ciara was the 5th.
Right.
Anna was the 31st.
Right.
Rick is the 7th. I'm the 15th. Star is the 16th. This other kid that I'm talking to is the 18th. Nin is the 22nd.
Damn.
But, like, Nin's the only Turian, like, on the cusp.
Yeah.
All the rest of those motherfuckers are... Did I say Star on the 16th? Yeah, right. Yeah. All the rest of those motherfuckers are Aries.
Damn. You get along with Aries, huh?
Aries really only get along with each other.
Right, right.
Because
right.
we're cardinal.
Right, right.
Bitch.
Right.
right? Okay, anyways. So, wait, hold on. Courtney's in there, too.
Right. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right?
That's insane.
A lot of Aries. And there's more. There's another girl that I've been talking. She's on the 13th.
Right. Man.
Like, Aries... Fire loves fire. Aries loves fire.
Of course,
fire
it
loves
does.
Fire.
We fire just, loves more fire.
Why not?
Yeah.
But anyways, started. Shout out to rap.
Yeah.
Right. Shout out to the great race of wherever you are in it right now. I understand. Do your thing. Do well to people. Celebrate your wins.
Right.
And look at your losses as learning experiences, and don't beat yourself up so much.
Right.
Right. And don't give a fuck too much about the great, the macrocosmic race.
Yeah.
Just focus on being the best you.
Indeed.
That's the race, that's the only race that is worth winning.
I agree.
All right. So, gold medal for tonight.
Yes.
Goes to Casey Trees, and he's going to smoke us out.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Happy 420.
Appreciate the fact that you just like, blew that right in my face, too.
Very sorry. Shout out to the trees, Wonder Tree, all the trees, every tree. Shout out to X for putting up with me.
Shout out to Casey for putting up with me. Peace out, guys. Have a great day, night, whatever it is, wherever you are.
Right.
Peace.